The news of possible Palestinian reconciliation began to spread last month. I went out to the university in Gaza to see what the next generation of Gazans thought of it. Nabil Al-Saqa studies public relations and marketing at the University of Palestine in Gaza.
Personally, I don't believe there will be any reconciliation. This is partly because Israel has always wanted armed Palestinian factions to give up their weapons. In Gaza, these groups don't want to give up their arms.
Dana Abu Youssef is a student of law.
They lie to each other and they hold each other responsible and they both postpone everything and then they only look after their own interests.
Hamas, which has been in control of Gaza since 2007, announced last month that it would close down its government committee and welcome the unity government that includes Fatah into Gaza. However, Hamas says its armed struggle is non-negotiable. Shortly after the Hamas announcement, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressed the United Nations in New York. He told the UN that his government would soon take responsibility for Gaza and outlined what he said were the main obstacles in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. He blamed Israel's accelerated settlement building on the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Mahmoud Al-Ajrami is a former deputy foreign minister for Gaza and now works, teaches at the University of Palestine. He watched the speech by Abbas.
This speech can facilitate reconciliation with Hamas, and even I feel that partially it's a reaction to this Israeli policy, but without being serious regarding national unification with Hamas, with the resistance, or going back to protect and help the protection of the Palestinian basic national constants.
Over the past 10 years, Hamas has not been involved in the stalled peace process with Israel. Since it won the 2006 elections, Hamas has consistently rejected three demands: officially recognizing Israel, renouncing violence, and accepting old peace agreements between Israel and Palestinians. Naji Shorab is a retired professor of political studies from the Al-Azhar University in Gaza. He says the United States sees any possible journey to peace as happening in stages.
This would first start with normalization between Israel and nearby Arab states, something that is meant to be an approach to peace between Israel and Palestinians. The other stage would be containing Hamas politically by supporting reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas in Gaza in a way that would lead to Hamas accepting a future political process.
In the Gaza Strip, 2 million people are subject to an Israel-imposed economic blockade. 80% of people there now rely on regular food aid provided by the United Nations. The promised Palestinian reconciliation will ultimately have to resolve Hamas's position on weapons and Israel, with Fatah's reluctance to be too hostile to Israel, as well as the question of all the Palestinians killed during the 2007 violence between Hamas and Fatah. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.